I was pretty stoked about Audio Boo, but didn't have an iPhone. Bit of a bugger, really. I was trying out Phone Boo, which is fun, but you can't tag it, you can't do those kind of things. It doesn't have the same kind of genius little app quality. And you don't get to see the little bars going up and down, which is one of my favourite things about Audio Boo. So, guess what I did? I had a little look around on the internet, and I discovered that it is just about possible to get Audiobook Boo working on a first generation iPod Touch with an old mic that I had lying around from my iPod Video, a micro memo mic, which has a little built-in speaker and a little line in, so I might be able to do some interesting demo stuff with it by plugging in a mixing desk or something and seeing how that works. Just gave a little test and it works really well. The one hurdle I had to get past, of course, was that you can't install Audio Boo on a first-generation iPod Touch without going in and hacking the zip file a little bit and persuading it that you're actually allowed to. As soon as you do that, it works fine. So, got that information off the Audio Boo forums. There was a guy trying to do it and then linked to some kind of forum where it worked. Anyway, all good news. I'm going to be Audio Booing like a legend, and plus, I think it's even cooler than an iPhone. I'll try and get a photo of it up at some point, but it's this little sort of wiry headset mic like Madonna might wear, so, you know, I can look like some kind of Star Trek pop star 80s legend. I'm pretty excited, as you may be able to tell. Anyway, this is the beginning of lots of Audio Booing.